Wedding ministry often begins with a ceremony, but it may not end there. When a bride and groom invite you into their wedding story, they may also open the door to deeper conversations about communication, family, conflict, faith, finances, intimacy, expectations, and future calling. That is why wedding ministers benefit from training beyond officiating. Pre-marriage counseling training helps you guide couples before the wedding day. You are not trying to become a licensed therapist unless you are properly trained and credentialed for that profession. But you can learn how to ask wise questions, notice patterns, encourage biblical reflection, and help couples prepare for covenant life. Life coaching courses can also strengthen wedding ministry. Coaching helps people clarify goals, name obstacles, create action steps, and move forward with responsibility. A couple preparing for marriage may need help talking about habits, schedules, money, church involvement, work-life balance, family boundaries, and spiritual rhythms. Chaplaincy training adds another layer. A wedding minister often stands near people in transition. Weddings bring joy, but they can also bring grief, family tension, memories of divorce, absent parents, deceased loved ones, and spiritual hunger. Chaplaincy training helps you practice presence, listening, prayer, boundaries, referral wisdom, and compassionate care. Ministry courses help connect wedding ministry to the larger calling of Christian leadership. Courses in theology, communication, people skills, evangelism, church planting, soul-centered development, and pastoral care help a wedding minister become more grounded and useful. Ephesians 4 teaches that Christ gives leaders to equip the saints for the work of service and to build up the body of Christ. Wedding ministry can become part of that equipping work. A bride and groom may become a couple you encourage. A couple may become part of a church. A home may become a place of hospitality. A wedding relationship may become a discipleship pathway. A common mistake is to stay only in ceremony mode. The ceremony matters, but the people matter more. So pursue training that helps you care for the whole couple as embodied souls before God. Learn how to listen. Learn when to refer. Learn how to pray. Learn how to guide without controlling. A thriving wedding ministry keeps growing because people are worth serving well.